Is happiness the correct objective of a Muslim in the life of this world? Because happiness has become the buzzword of the 21st century modern man. Wherever you look, wherever you read, whatever TEDx video you want to watch, everyone's talking about the same thing. Top tips to leading a happier life. The most viewed videos online, whether short clips or long lectures or podcasts, they are usually people, interviewees, scholars, leadership managers, influencers, scholars in positive psychology. They're all talking about the same thing, how to be a happier person. Yet I have found in almost all of this research, very few of them will dare to ask the awkward question, to address the elephant in the room. What is the awkward question? Does this world even offer happiness? Is it right to even search for happiness in the world as we know it today? And if the answer is no, what's the alternative? Surely the alternative is misery and depression. As a Muslim, we also ask the same question. Should we be pursuing happiness in the life of this world? Furthermore, does this world offer happiness as we understand it defined in Western literature today? Well, when you look into the book of Allah, and here's where it gets interesting. First of all, how does Allah Jalla Jalaluhu speak about the life of this world? He said, Ya ayyuha al-insanu, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqih. O man, you are restlessly toiling towards your Lord and you will meet him. According to the book of Allah, this world is a home of restlessness, labor, and toil. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. We have created man in toil. So that is how Allah speaks about this world. Toil, labor, restlessness, hardship. And on top of that, you don't find the word sa'ada, happiness, mentioned at all in the Quran. Interesting. Only in one context, and that is the context of Jannah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذنه. On the day of judgment, people will come and no one will speak only with the permission of Allah. فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌ وَسَعِيدٌ. Some will be miserable and some will be happy. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا فَفِي النَّارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ. As for those who are miserable, they will be thrown into hell and they will be sighing and gasping in pain. And then Allah says later on, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ. And as for those who are destined to be happy, they will be in Jannah. So the only time happiness is mentioned in the Quran is in which context? Jannah. And that in of itself is a powerful and profound message to humanity, that the happiness of perfection that people are pursuing is not offered by this world. It is only an offering that can be found in Jannah. So bearing in mind how the Quran speaks about dunya, hardship, toil, labor, and bearing in mind how sa'ada, happiness, is only ever mentioned in Jannah, does this mean that life today does not offer any joy? Now we're going to focus on the details, because our religion is massively practical and incredibly realistic. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as Al-Hakim narrates in his Mustadrak on the authority of Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas, that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Arba'un min as-sa'ada. There are four characteristics that contribute to happiness. Look. المرأة الصالحة, a righteous wife. والمسكن الواسع, a spacious home. والمركب الهني, a comfortable vehicle. والجار الصالح, and a righteous neighbor. These things contribute to happiness. And then he said what? وَأَرْبَعٌ مِنَ الشَّقَاوَةِ. There are four things that bring about misery. المرأة السوء, an evil wife. والمسكن الضيق, a small house. والمركب السوء, and an uncomfortable vehicle. والجار السوء, and an evil neighbor. So yes, there are things that bring about joy in the life of this world. But look at the hadith. It is very specific. It said, "Mina sa'ada," that contribute to happiness. They can add to your happiness. So if these things, they just add to my happiness, they just contribute to overall happiness, where is the foundation of happiness in the life of this world? Where are the sources of happiness? You say, I want to get to the root of it all. I want to find the spring, the fountain of happiness in dunya. Where do I find it? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has given you a very clear recipe for those who are searching for it. In the book of Allah, in Surah An-Nahl, chapter of the bees. In the clearest, in the most unequivocal, in the most unambiguous of words, Allah Almighty said, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Whoever works good deeds, مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, whether male or female. That's condition number one, الحسنات, good deeds. Condition number two, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِن, whilst having iman, whilst being a person of faith. What is the outcome? Equals,
حياة طيبة.
We will cause them to live a good life. Then Allah says, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we will give them their reward in full in the hereafter because of what they used to do. So that is the equation. Praying and benefiting from an Islamic talk, whoever does good deeds, plus Iman, having faith in Allah that you preserve, equals you lead the good life. And notice how Allah does not say, we will give him happiness. He did not say, فَلَنُسْعِدَهُ, we will give him سَعَادَة, happiness in the life of this world. He didn't say that. He said, we will give him a good life. You see, as common as it is to use this word happiness today, even the non-Muslims now are losing interest in that word. And they're saying it's a little bit overused. And in fact, we should be searching for something a little bit more realistic than happiness. And one of those scholars is a man called Martin Seligman. Professor Seligman, he is the founder of a science called positive psychology. Positive psychology is that branch of psychology that focuses on the study of happiness. So he is a reference, he's an authority in the field. And he said, these are his words, I actually detest the word happiness. And I believe that it is so overused by people today, it's been rendered meaningless. And then what he essentially says, and I find this massively interesting, he says happiness is just a feeling like any other feeling that goes up and down many times a day. He says happiness is just a mood. When something good happens to you during your day, you're happy. And when something bad happens, you're miserable. It doesn't mean you are a happy person in life or a miserable person in life. It goes up and down many times in life, tens of times. You have a nice, lush, warm meal in front of you, you're happy. You go hungry that day, you're sad. Doesn't mean you are a happy person in life or you are a miserable person in life. It just goes up and down many times in life. It's a mood like any other moods. So he said we need to think of terms that are deeper than happiness to describe the well-being of a human being. Do you understand what I'm saying? We need to coin a term that factors in the ups and downs in life. And he speaks in his research about flourishing, meaning despite the booms and busts of your everyday, generally speaking, you're flourishing. He said that's more realistic of a pursuit, to search for flourishing, not happiness. In other parts of his writings, he speaks about well-being. So despite the booms and busts of your everyday struggles, you're having a fight with your wife, a struggle with your husband, cash is a little bit low, whatever it may be, but generally speaking, you're well. Generally speaking, you are well. He said well-being. And in a third part of his research, guess what other word he uses to describe what we should be searching for instead of happiness? The good life. He said, we should be looking for the good life. And that is what Allah promises when he said, whoever works good deeds, whether male or female, whilst having iman, then we will cause them to live a good life.